Welcome to the Everything ECU podcast. I'm your host, Carla Ward, and today's podcast goes slightly outside of the scope of early childhood education, but one that I believe can help many early childhood educators. My guest today is Amy Porterfield. Amy is an online marketing expert and the host of the top-ranked podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. Through her best-selling courses, book, and popular podcast, Amy's action-by-action approach proves that even the newest online entrepreneurs can bypass the overwhelm and instead generate exciting momentum as they build a business they love. I believe and know firsthand that digital courses are a wonderful way to share your wealth of knowledge as an educator, but also a great way to make money beyond your ECU paycheck and establish yourself as an expert. And it doesn't have to be early childhood related. Maybe you're really talented at something beyond early childhood and you want to share your talent with the world. My girl, Amy Porterfield, she's got you. Welcome to the show, Ms. Amy Porterfield. I am so excited to have you on to talk about digital course creation, something that I think ECEs are thinking about, but not quite ready to dive into. So hello.
Hello there. Thanks so much for having me. I've been looking forward to this.
So we've met before, and everybody that knows me knows that you are the digital course guru. You know everything that there is to know about digital courses. But for those people who are just starting to get used to what a digital course is, can you tell us about yourself and what you do in regards to digital courses?
Yes. So about 14 years ago, I left my corporate job. And so for those of you who we've never met before, you don't know who I am. So I used to work for Tony Robbins, and I would travel the world with Tony, and I got to work on the content that he did on stage. And it was an amazing experience, but I really wanted to be my own boss and figure out a way to do so. But I say that But I want to put a note in there that I never aspired to be my own boss when I was growing up or when I was in corporate. I never thought one day I'll be an entrepreneur, one day I'll be my own boss. Never did I think that. However, once I was in corporate for many, many years, in my early 30s, I thought, I've got to figure out a way to bust through that glass ceiling. I've got to figure out a way to have more freedom in my life. I wanted to work when I wanted, where I wanted, how I wanted. That wasn't going to come in a corporate job. And so 14 years ago, I ventured out on my own and decided to start my own business, but it was a rocky start. I didn't know what I was doing or how I was going to do it. And about 2 years in, I stumbled into creating digital courses, which meant I took my knowledge of marketing. At the time, I was doing marketing at Tony Robbins, and I did it for Harley Davidson. So my background was marketing, and I decided to teach it in a digital course. And so that started me realizing, wait a second, I could teach one to many. And that, especially teachers listening, that right there is a game changer. Because if you don't have to show up somewhere and you are trading time for dollars, you open up so many opportunities for more freedom, more money, bigger impact that you can make into the world. And that's what I was seeing. Because when I left my 9-to-5 job, I did one-on-one consulting and coaching. But I knew there's only one of me and so many hours in a day, and I'd only make so much money. Nor did I really like working one-on-one with people. I really wanted to teach inside of courses. And so that started it off. Very rocky start, didn't work out in the beginning. But 14 years later, I've been able to generate over $85 million in digital course sales. I've had over 50,000 students who I've taught how to create their own digital courses and build their own businesses. I have a book called 2 Weeks Notice, where I teach people how to quit their job and start their own business. So it's become my passion. But it started out with just a desire to want to make more money and want more freedom.
Oh my gosh. And every early childhood educator listening can relate to wanting to make more money.
Amen. Yes.
Yes. And there's a great book called Philosophy of Money. And it talks about money doesn't buy happiness, but it buys you the ability to have control over your time. And that is such a big one. So the big question that I'm sure everybody's thinking is, okay, so do I quit my job? Or is it possible to start a digital course while working full time?
Love this question. It's absolutely possible to start your digital course as a side hustle while you stay in your full-time job. I work with many, many teachers who have created digital courses, and I would say the majority of them have started their digital course and launched it while they were still in the classroom. It's a really scary thing to just up and leave a 9-to-5 job. And my sister is a first grade teacher, has been since the day she left college, and she doesn't want to be an entrepreneur. But I asked her, she looks at my life and she's like, oh, I don't want to get on camera and do all the things you do. But I asked her, would she ever quit and do something different? And she said, it's really hard to walk away from teaching when I love what I do. I don't love what we've been through over the last few years, but she loves what she does and there's security with that. And I agree, like she's getting that regular paycheck. She's going to get a pension. She's got the insurance. There's security there. So before you worry about leaving all that behind, think about starting a digital course on the side. Now, will you have to make sacrifices and will you have to do a little hustling in the meantime? Yes, but it will just be a season. Whether that means you're waking up a little bit earlier, going to bed a little bit later, working on the weekends to get your course up and running, that's just a season. The beautiful thing is when you have a digital course, now you get to launch it over and over and over again, meaning we're not going to start from scratch. That season of creation is just a short season. Now you have an asset that you can make money from over and over again. And for a teacher to have an additional stream of revenue, that is a game changer. And eventually you might want to leave teaching to go full time, which many of my teachers have.
Oh, right here. That
right
was
there. You're one of them.
Yeah. I did your digital course back when it was courses that convert, like way back in the day.
I love it. Yeah.
And that's what I used to do. I used to get up at 6 o'clock, used to work on my course, then go teach all day. And I was able to leave teaching and I was also doing consulting on the side. And it is a game changer, but you can't throw on the towel right away because exactly like you said, security. So absolutely, definitely something you can do on the side. So the thing about teaching though, and I'm sure your sister can relate, is it's been done. We've got teachers making digital courses. We've got teachers talking about, you know, block play, circle time. Why dive in? What makes somebody have an original idea?
Oh, I love this question as well. It happens a lot when I start working with my first-time course creators. They look around and they say, Amy, I've got this idea, but it's already been done. And quite honestly, it's being done by a lot of people and there's a few people doing it really well. So there's no room for me. Who's going to buy from me when this woman's been doing it for 2 years? She has a huge social media following and people want to buy from her. So I have firsthand knowledge that that is a limiting belief. And the reason I know that is because I had it. So 14 years ago, when I came on the scene, I started teaching Facebook marketing. It was a time when everyone and their mother was a social media manager. You just woke up one morning and you're like, I'm a social media manager. And no one even cared how you got there. They just believed you. And so everyone was teaching social media. Everyone was teaching Facebook marketing. And I thought there's no room for me. There was also one woman who I'm still friends with today that she literally was called the queen of Facebook marketing. Her name is Mari Smith, the queen of Facebook marketing. And here I was trying to create a course on teaching Facebook marketing. Why am I successful today when I started in a saturated market? Because I kept with it. So I kept showing up. I kept adding value, putting my courses out there, helping people online, posting online. And my audience that wanted to learn from me, they liked my style of teaching. They felt like I was adding value. They gravitated toward me. The motto I live by now and I teach my students is there's enough room for everyone. There's enough room to go around. And so you have to adopt a mindset of there's a place for me. I will find my audience. No one teaches quite like I do, has the experiences quite like I do, the background, the knowledge. You are unique in the way you do it. And there will be people that will want to learn from you versus someone else who might be bigger and more popular. But you have to change your mindset. When I worked for Tony Robbins, he would always say that 80% of the success of being an entrepreneur is changing your mindset. 20% are the funnels, the emails, the strategies that you do, but 80% is your mindset. So you've got to have that motto. There's enough room for all of us.
Oh, I feel that. I have been there and I know that there are people that feel that listening right now because they're going, damn, now I'm going to have to do it. Because once you get out of your own way, you can do it, right?
It's so true. Yes. It's like, okay, now I'm going to let go of that mindset belief, but now I got to go take action. I got to get out there. And one of the biggest questions people ask is, okay, Amy, I am intrigued with digital courses, especially teachers. Teachers are my favorite audience to teach because you already know how to teach. Like, I actually have to teach other people. This is how you teach in a course. This is how you break up content. And this is how you do step-by-step. The teachers that I work with already know how to do that. But the question comes up like, where do I start? What do I do? And that starts to overwhelm them. Or what about the technology? The technology is going to stop me in my tracks. I'm not really competent in that area. So there's all these things that could come up. And we can get into each of those. But what I will say is that it's very normal to think that it's bigger than you. It's very normal to overthink it. That's too hard. That's overwhelming. The tech is going to stop me in my tracks. Those are normal reactions because your mind is protecting yourself from something new or unknown. But the only place to grow is in the new and the unknown. That is the only place that we're going to see growth in revenue and impact and personal growth. So all those fears are to protect you from doing something that is going to be uncomfortable and awkward, but that's the only place you can go to get to where you want to get to.
Oh, so, so freaking true. And we have to remind ourselves, and I actually wonder if I've heard this from you, is you can do hard things,
yes,
right? We have to do it because you don't want to look at yourself a year from now, looking back and be like, I didn't do anything.
Right?
Right?
That's it. There, nothing feels good about that. And, you know, I'm 14 years into this business and it's a multi-million dollar business. And I still have those days that I'm like, am I capable of doing this? I'm worried about this. Is that going to work? Like, that really never goes away. However, when you start to get into the groove of making it happen and you start to see success, your confidence is going to allow you to keep moving forward even when it is hard, even when it's scary. But those that are listening today that haven't started, the hardest part is just to get started with courage. You don't have confidence yet. Confidence comes from, oh, I know how to do this. I have a proven track record. I'm going to keep going. Confidence does not come when you're brand new. So we've got to find the courage. Take that leap of faith. Try something new. You deserve it. You deserve to have what you want in your life.
Yes. And especially early childhood educators, you've been doing this. You know what you're doing in the classroom. Now it's time to share that knowledge.
Yes. And there's so many different ways you can do it. So, you know, I love that you gave some examples early on where you can teach what you do in the classroom, teach the stuff that you really struggled with when you were brand new, and now you're going to teach new educators how to do it. You could teach a system. I have one of my students, her name is Christina, and she has a $1 million digital course business. She was a teacher, and she created this one method for teaching math, and it involved this little piece of equipment where she's moving these beads, and she came up with this concept, and she teaches it to other educators now. And she sells it in a digital course, but also had that little tool manufactured to go along with the course. Like, there's so many different things you can do. And she literally sent me an email and said, you can add one more person to your $1 million club because I just hit $1 million with my digital course. I mean, for a teacher, can you even imagine? That is just such a huge accomplishment.
That's exactly it. Is we head into teaching, and early childhood educators make significantly less than elementary school teachers. And the thought of $1 million in your bank account is just, I don't want to say unfathomable, but yes, it would be life-changing because you could do so much and help so many children, which is why we all do what we do, is if you can reach more people, you can reach more children.
Yes, for sure. It's definitely not all about the money. I think especially talking to teachers, they're not in it for the money. They're in it because they care deeply about the children that they serve. And with digital courses, now you get to serve even bigger audiences, whether you create a course to teach students or kids or the other educators or parents, you have so many different audiences you can go for as well. But at the end of the day, you want to make an impact and give back, and courses help you do that in such a bigger way.
Well, exactly. And it keeps you in the field. Like for me, I'm an early childhood educator, but I haven't taught in 4 years, but I can still confidently say that I'm an ECE. Whereas so many educators are leaving the field to go work in something completely unrelated because of the money. Like at the end of the day, we can't ignore the dollars and cents that you need to feed yourself.
So very true. It does matter. And it's the biggest crime of the universe, if I think, and I feel this personally from my sister, the amount of money teachers get paid versus other professions out there. It's just criminal. And so seeing teachers get what they are, get paid what they are worth in different ways beyond the classroom is one of my biggest delights.
Absolutely. And on the flip side, and I will say this because I've done it, is yes, the money we make is very little, but when we use it to support ourselves, like investing in ourselves and our professional development, then it comes back. Every time we invest in ourselves, it comes back. And I've seen that over and over again, personally, and with other educators that have made the leap into digital courses.
It's so true. You know, when you think about, I have a course and it's $2,000, and that's a lot of money for people to invest in. And I do payment plans and make it easier for my students, but that's a big investment, especially for someone that doesn't feel like they're making enough money as it is in their 9-to-5 job. But the reason why I feel really confident about what I charge and what I create is, one, I know I get people results. And the stories I hear over and over again of people having 5- and 6-figure launches right out of the gate, the return on investment is way beyond what they thought it would be. And that's what you have to trust in, that whatever you invest in, whether you work with me or somebody else, that you're going to show up, you're going to do the work, and you're going to get the results that are far exceed that that investment that you made. The ROI far exceeds. And I think that's where we see success. When someone's able to say, I'm going to take a leap of faith. I know I'm capable of making things happen. I'm going to get in there, be a star student. I'm going to learn what I need to learn and create that course so that I can make the kind of money that I deserve to make. But you're right. It starts with an initial investment. I remember 14 years ago, I didn't have a lot of money when I left my 9-to-5 job. I wish I had saved more, but I didn't. And I invested, this is wild, into a $17,000 mastermind. Now, I didn't have $17,000. And so I asked for a payment plan. And so I think it was something like $2,000 a month I had to pay until it was paid up. And you can bet that I hustled every month. But that investment, it was like I had skin in the game. And I was a different type of person. I was like, I was on a mission to make the kind of money I needed to make to afford it, but then well beyond that. It was one of the best investments I ever made, but putting skin in the game, it changes your mindset. Yet again, changing your mindset to get to where you want to go.
Huge. And that investment, you show up. You show up when you're putting money. Yes. And that has been huge. Like, and the connections that you make because, you know, those big courses, you get those accountability pods, you get those connections, you get to ask questions to the right people. Like, yeah. I can speak for myself, none of my friends do what I do. And God love them, they are so supportive, but they try to understand and they don't get it. So I'm so grateful for the communities that I've built by investing in courses over the last 5 years, because I've met people who get it.
Yes, that's huge. Surrounding yourself with other people doing big things that you are doing or want to do. Holy cow, that was part of the reason why me investing in that mastermind made such a difference. I got to surround myself with people that were doing bigger things than me. You know, I was thinking this morning, I hate working out. I've always had a weight issue all my life. My weight is up, my weight is down, and I never, ever liked working out. And so I had this trainer digitally so I could get on my phone and I could see, you know, workouts that she put together with me, but I never talked to her or worked with her or got to ask her questions. So it was all an app, essentially. And then I hired a trainer that 3 days a week, she's in my garage at 6 a.m. Like, I have no excuse. I cannot lay in bed. This woman is waiting for me. And there's something powerful about that kind of accountability. So in my courses, sure, I'm not going to come to your house and knock on your door and sit at your desk. However, I create courses and I teach my students how to do this as well, that make you feel as though I am there with you so that you can't have any excuses. It's one thing for me to teach you step by step by step what you need to do, and I do that all day long, but the accountability, the checking in with you, the getting on live and giving you a chance to ask me questions, all of that, for some of you listening, you need that. You need someone kind of in your face, knocking on your virtual door saying, come on, come back in, because it's so easy to say, I don't have time for this. I have to focus on my teaching. I have a busy life. I bought this thing, but I'm not doing it. We don't do that in my course. We make sure that people are engaged the whole time. and I keep them accountable because I think we need that. I think as human nature, we need accountability for things that might feel overwhelming, hard, or just new.
Absolutely. And as ECEs, we don't necessarily want to be asking our classroom teacher, hey, do you think this would be a good digital course? Because one, we don't want them to know that we're half out the door. Like, let's be realistic here. We don't want to scare anybody. Two, we might not always want to know their answer because sometimes we can have those negative Nellies in our court. And so that accountability pod is so huge to bounce ideas off, whether it's teachers or not, right? And ask people, hey, I want to create a course on blocks. Or like for me, I have a course on podcasting for early childhood educators. And I loved the support that I received. Nobody that I spoke to was an early childhood educator, but they were able to support me along the way.
Such a great point. Be careful who you share your dreams with and who you ask advice from. Because if it's from someone who's never done it before, like if I went to my sister 14 years ago and said, do you think I should quit my job and start my own business? My sister, who loves me dearly, would say, absolutely not. That is not something you should do. You need the security. You don't want to be on camera and putting yourself out there and doing a podcast. Like, don't do it. And everything she would have told me was from love, but it was from her own perspective. We're different people. We want different things. And I'm more of a risk taker than she is. And so be careful who you share your dreams with. Be careful who you ask advice from. If they're not doing what you want to do, they're likely not going to support you going out and doing that.
And that's the power of fear, right? And not allowing people to be the reason that you're in your own way.
Yes, exactly. It's so perfect.
So we're talking about accountability, and you actually have something coming up where people have an opportunity to work with you. Can you talk a little bit about that boot camp that's coming out very soon?
Yes. So once a year, I do the Course Confident Boot Camp. It's $47. So it's one of the cheapest things I offer all year, but you get live training with me. Now it's live, but everything's recorded because I know sometimes people can't make the live. But what I do is I kickstart your digital course journey. We're going to come up with your course idea. We're going to validate it to make sure people will actually pay for it. We're going to decide what type of course you're going to create. Once you have an idea, there's three different types of courses you can create, which will then determine how much content you put into it, what kind of results you get people, and what you charge. So from there, once you choose the type of course, and I'll walk you through it, you're going to choose how much you want to charge. And we're going to do some fun course math to see what's possible. We're also going to focus on how to grow an audience. Many,
early childhood educators.
Early childhood educators. I kept trying to get that those letters, and I was like, I'm going to mess it up. They don't have an audience online. It's not like you know, those listening, you probably don't have a huge social media following or a big email list, but I teach people how to grow an audience so that when you're ready to sell anything online, you have an audience to sell to. So we're going to talk about audience building. And then for those of you who don't love the techie stuff or it kind of stops you in your tracks, we're going to do a little pep talk around the technology and how to ease into it. And everyone knows about AI, artificial intelligence, but not everyone knows how to use it. And sometimes it feels very foreign. I'm going to teach the basics of using ChatGPT, which believe me, once I teach it, it will seem so easy because I'm not a techie girl either, but how to use it to get answers to create your course faster. So how to create the content a whole lot faster. It's the first year I've ever gotten to use a tool like that and teach it. So we're going to do this all in the bootcamp. It's going to go by really quick. It starts September 13th. So you want to sign up as fast as possible in order to grab your spot.
Amazing. And the link for that is elfoundations.com/bootcamp. And it will be below this podcast because you do not want to miss this bootcamp. I did it last year as a refresher and it was top notch. And I will probably take it again this year for the AI because I am a huge fan of ChatGPT and I've already seen what it's done for teaching.
Oh, I love that. I love that you've already embraced it. And I want to get more and more people to embrace it. So yeah, we're going to definitely incorporate that.
That is awesome. Well, Amy, thank you so much for sharing your world of digital courses with my audience of early childhood educators who I know can make a difference in the world of education with digital courses.
Thank you so, so much. I love talking to you, your special community, and I hope to see many of you in the bootcamp. It's the perfect place to start.